afternoon. This is Ketchell Kirkham with Looking Up. A few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, I'm here in Perth in Australia, where we're having a week-long workshop for CARTA, which is a visualization tool for astronomers. Now, as I've mentioned before on this program, in astronomy, you have astronomers and then you have this army of people who support those astronomers doing their science. You have engineers, especially in South Africa, because we're building the biggest telescope in the world, the Square Kilometre Array, and a whole lot of computer scientists and software developers creating software so that the astronomers can actually process their data and do stuff with it. Now, I'm here talking to Jordan Collier. Jordan used to live and work in South Africa, in Cape Town, and he's now back in Australia, and he's one of these people who bridges the gap between astronomers and all the other stuff behind that is the computing, which enables them to get the data and manipulate it in the ways that they do. It's very complicated. Jordan, tell us about it. What are you doing? And tell us about, you know, who you work for here.
Yeah, thanks, Ketchell. So I'm the Senior Project Scientist for the Australian SKA Regional Centre. Essentially, we are one of many regional centres that will exist around the world as part of the SKA Regional Centre Network, SRCNet. And essentially, together, we want to be able to handle the data rates coming from the world's largest telescopes. But more than that, offer a whole host of capabilities for scientists to be able to do what they want to do so that we can facilitate their science. So it's really partnering with them in order to be able to develop these capabilities, be able to meet their requirements, be able to facilitate their science. And this is very broad, in fact. It spans a whole set of domains, like looking at time domain, looking at what we would call radio continuum, where we're looking at many frequencies averaged together, as well as spectral line, where we're looking focused in on very fine frequency information to do with hydrogen, for instance. And yeah, all of these come with their own sets of requirements, their own kind of sets of preferred tools, preferred analysis. And so we want to work with astronomers, be able to implement that kind of software, be able to scale it up to these enormous data rates, and be able to essentially have an environment in which they're able to do the science that they need to do. And so as kind of general purpose, as we can make this across all of these many diverse fields, the better we can do our job. And so similar to what you're saying, Ketchell, in South Africa, we have people working in software, we've got engineers, and we've got scientists. In our OzSRC team, we have the largest team is the software development team, and then we have operations team and a science team, and I head up the science team. And so, yeah, I'll have four personnel that together we essentially want to be able to facilitate all the science, focused initially on the Australian SKA precursors, but soon when SKA becomes the biggest telescope, overtakes those other telescopes, we'll transition into full support of this telescope and build on what we've done with the precursors so that we can, yeah, learn from that experience and scale up all of those capabilities to what's going to be an enormous challenge, but a very rewarding challenge in all the scientific discoveries that we'll be able to make.
You know, it's extraordinary just how much knowledge an astronomer needs to have about that computing, about the software, in order to be able to generate any science, science which is often the form of images. And astronomers will process data. Out of that processing will come an image. And then they'll look at that image and find out things about it using various tools. And it's a very kind of intellectual process, isn't it? It's not, an eye next to an eyepiece. You know, it's a very intellectual process. But from time to time, the astronomers do see something in the data which is extraordinary, and then you have the wow moment. Have you ever been present when an astronomer's had one of those?
Yeah, I think so. I've had some of my own, not terribly profound, but yeah, seeing some images for the first time and yeah, being quite awestruck. And yeah, you're right, it's very different to what you might imagine or what things used to be. It is quite a phenomenal experience looking at something with your own eye through a telescope and knowing, you know, the billions of years that light might have traveled to strike your eye. And that is quite phenomenal. But at the same time, it's wasteful because, you know, we can't integrate the light and our eyes aren't particularly sensitive. And so, yeah, indeed, we put powerful cameras or detectors and then we process data and we visualize it in programs like CARTA. And yeah, these tools are really opening up the space for discovery, and we need these kinds of tools so that the astronomer doesn't need to be an expert in all the different fields, but they can rather have tools at their disposal that enable this kind of discovery.
Jordan Collier, thank you very much for kind of explaining the territory here and for hosting us here in Perth, Western Australia. Thanks very much.
Yeah, thanks, Ketchell. It's been a pleasure.
And for now, this is Ketchell Kirkham wishing us clear skies.